The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Hi, Harley Kahn.
How's it going, Chris?
Very well, thank you. And we'll get to those Air Force planes in just a second, which is big news in the US, I know. But a temporary federal budget bill in the works.
Well, they have to pass something because the current budget year ends, you know, and I guess the money for the government ends this coming Friday. So they need to do something to keep some money flowing. And what they've typically done year after year after year is instead of passing an entire budget clean, they just extend the one that's currently there with some changes. So that's what will be happening. The idea being to fund the government through into next spring and give the new Congress and the new president an opportunity to put together a budget. This time we expect that it will happen because they're not at odds, at least not seriously at odds. Because it's a Republican White House and Congress, it ought to work out pretty well.
Yeah, much better than it has for the last 8 years.
Exactly right.
All right, a nuclear waste facility for the Navy.
Well, they need one. I mean, we forget that a lot of those ships are nuclear-powered warships, not just aircraft carriers, but submarines and that sort of thing. And so they're going to build this facility, $1.6 billion in eastern Idaho. It'll handle the waste fuel from the fleet of warships. They say that they'll be able to handle a new type of spent fuel shipping container used on the latest Navy ships. The big question is going to be what the local people think about it. Mm-hmm. You know, is it going to be a safe location for eons? Because that's what it needs to be.
Yeah, it does too. And Donald Trump cancels the order for new Air Force Ones.
Well, he can't actually cancel it, but he can sure make it clear that that's what he wants and that's what he's done. He says the cost of these new Boeing 747s, two of them, is out of control. I mean, the contract was for $3 billion. They're going to cost about $4 billion, he says. He said, cancel the order. Now, he can't actually force them to cancel it yet. He's not the president. But, obviously, he said, we want Boeing to make a lot of money, but not that much money.
It's a big lot of money. $4
billion. $4 billion is a lot of money. Now, these aircraft are, for sure, different from anything else you've ever been in. I mean, they've not only got plenty of room for the people to go there, including the press and that sort of thing, but they have special safety, defensive, and communications equipment. The president from Air Force One can run the nation. It has that kind of communications capability, in the event that he had to for some reason.
Yeah. It's a sign of at least Donald Trump, the president-elect, talking on the same wavelength as the people.
That's true. Most people think it's a pretty expensive set of wings.
Very, very true. Thank you, Harley.
Bye-bye.
Harley Kahn's in the United States. We'll open the lines to you right now. 131-873.